I'm leaving you this week with the Yardbirds. This is Happenings 10 Years Time Ago with Jeff Beck and Jimmy Page on guitars. That's it for me this week. See you. Goodbye.
Progress and all systems are go.
It just isn't any use relying on others for entertainment.
We've recorded some sounds which you can create in your own listening room.
Play several tracks at once, cut back and forth between two recorders.
You know it's very, very difficult to get into the groove.
You live and learn when you listen all day to
all that noise.
That's right.
I want power, respect, a feeling of importance.
We would tape it all.
Sample.
There's so much stuff.
Like looking for a needle in a haystack.
It's very vague.
It must spring from amongst us.
It's a coordinated electric system.
Riding on Mother is rough going. A fella has to hang on tight if he doesn't want to get tossed off.
This glorified dog's breakfast isn't actually illegal, but still not necessarily the wisest buy for all sorts of obvious reasons. Well clear of these characters because it'll all end in tears.
Well, welcome to Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR 101.9 Vancouver. This is DJ Bleak in with you live on a Thursday evening, and well, I forgot a lot of stuff at home, so we're going to have to kind of make it up on the fly. So it's been a busy week and a half or so with work and traveling, and I have guests this week from Seattle.
Woo!
And one of my older friends, Elizabeth, had a small child.
Oh, whatever.
Many years ago, and who's now, 20 years old and sitting in the studio with us tonight. Holly.
Woo!
Alexander. Are you going by Alexander?
No.
What are you going by?
I don't know. I'm like...
Okay. Holly X.
Share. It's just Holly.
Holly X. I like that. I'm changing it too. So we are going to start off with Andy Dixon. Andy Dixon, of course, of Secret Mommy and the Ake Records label. So he has an album called The Mice of Mount Career, which makes no sense to me. But let's play track 4 from that. It is called Mount Career. It's Exquisite Corpse Radio.
Selling cancer, this is so hard. place. They all ran after the farmer's wife who cut off their... with a carving knife. Did you ever see such a... in your life as three blind mice?
Three blind mice. 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 Three blind mice.
I can't see. I can't see.
What's the matter?
I got my eyes closed.
Three blind mice. 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 Three blind mice.
Mice.
Copyright infringement.
That's Mahjong here at CITR Radio. Mahjong with Tell the Police the Truth. And the name of the album was a... What was that? Do you have it there? Where is it? What do you think of that?
It was weird. And there's not a picture on the back of that album. I don't care what you think. That's not a freaking golf ball.
Yes, it is.
It's not a golf ball. And it's not a spider either.
It's not a golf ball, but there's definitely a spider. It's one of those pictures where you stare at it till your eyes cross a bit,
but
and then
it's
you
not.
See
it's
the.
It's just static. You see the,
there's a clear image in there. It's
no.
Really cool.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Maybe I was looking at it upside down. Maybe it's something else. I was looking at it the wrong way. I'm going to have to try that again and I'll see it.
Maybe.
And
yeah.
Twink was before that with Three Blind Mice from the Broken Record, the Twink album. The Broken Record was from last year, I think. Or a year before that. I don't know. Time flies when you're a college DJ. Professional college DJ.
Yes, very professional here.
The Andy Dixon's album was called... What was it called? Well, The Mice of Mount Career.
And
maybe
that's
why I went to the mice thing.
Yeah.
Well, we have a mouse theme going.
Oh, yeah. And there's that at the Vancouver Art Museum, there's the mouse... thing on exhibit, so.
Yeah, well, yeah, the crazy exhibit is named after Ignatz. Well, Ignatz the comic. Ignatz was the mouse. Crazy Cat was the cat that got bricks thrown at his head by the mouse that loved it. And the dog was the cop that would come busting the mouse all the time, who was always throwing bricks at the cat. And the cat felt the brick being thrown at its head was true love.
Oh.
And for some, I don't know, somehow year after year in the 30s, this comic would come out with the same basic theme.
Kind of like Tom and Jerry, but...
Yeah, but it was very surreal that the cat thought it was being loved by the mouse who threw bricks at his head. And I don't know, saying too much.
I think you're reading a little more into it than there is.
But you don't need to read much into it. That's just crazy in itself.
Well, that's why it's crazy. Get it?
What happened? Okay. What happened? I've got some Kylie Minogue, actually.
Oh, goodness gracious. Please, no. I will walk out.
The track is called Kylie Minogue. The band is Satanic Porno Cult Shop.
That's better.
Yes, from the album Anorexia Gas Balloon. And so let's hit it. Let's hit it, y'all. Hit it. We'll be right back.
Introduce me to the ill druid squad. Yo, never run with them, but I give a freaking nod. Oh, you can melt faces, but I'm smashing them in. Twin Fury on my tub, so you feel recycled. Watch it coming soon to an ass near you.
I'm
not stopping this long overdue. Once upon a time in the land of Azeroth.
Okay, you're in. Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
UBC Rec is everything that is recreation on campus. No matter how you play, UBC Rec is your resource for fun activities. This student program is operated by over 140 volunteers, and it is the largest intramural recreation organization in Canada. Programs cover fitness, instructional classes, outdoor recreation, drop-in sports, special events, small tournaments, and intramural leagues. All the registration information is available in the Student Recreation Center or online at rec.ubc.ca. UBC Rec, how do you play?
Well, you're listening to Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR. Bit of a chaotic show going on tonight. I left a bunch of CDs at home and had a little bit planned, you know. But they're all at home. So I picked a bunch of stuff out of the studio library here. Plus I have my iPod. And I'm rolling through that thing. And I'm finding if I wait too long, I tend to lose the song. You know, it switches off, and then I try to find it again, and then I switch to something else, and I lost it. So that's what's going on. So if you want to send any sympathy cards, we're at the beautiful UBC at the Student Union Building, room 233 at University of British Columbia in British Columbia, actually.
What?
It's in Vancouver.
Yeah.
What?
What?
And I'm here with Holly. And Holly is, I think we're going to play something off her iPod in a bit here.
Yay, and I can tell you all about it, too.
Okay, well, let's get into that in a bit here. I was going to play a Steve Fisk track, but now maybe I'm leaning toward People Like Us. Trusty People Like Us, which I always get to my shows at some point. So, People Like Us is Vicky Bennett. We're secretly married. And I'm going to be... Let's play a song called... how about Soul Fool? No, that doesn't... I don't think we'll play that. How about... Say something.
What? Oh, well, indecision ensues. I mean, come on. It's how can you get any funnier than that?
Oh, I don't know.
this is what you get for procrastinating, kids.
Procrastinating.
Don't procrastinate. Well, I mean,
I didn't procrastinate.
You put it off last night, and then you accidentally left your bag at home. I mean,
what do you want me to do? I'm busy.
I
got the company.
Sure.
here's something off the What's the Use album from People Like Us, Wobbly and Jet Black Hair People.
I see why you've asked.
Oh, wow. It's good. Filler. Let's play Pet Goldfish.
What's what?
Oh, this one's hilarious. You'll love
All
this.
Right.
Pet Goldfish by People Like Us.
Sweet.
Wobbly and Jet Black Hair People.
All right.
Together at last.
This boy is worried about his pet goldfish. He thinks they never sleep. Their eyes are always open. But goldfish really do sleep. They become very quiet and move very slowly. Goldfish sleep with their eyes wide open. They have heavy, warm fur. Goes beneath the water. Some even make up their own songs, including lyrics only they can understand.
Thank you.
Unwed Sailor with The Garden. I didn't like that as much as I've liked other Unwed Sailor tracks, I'm afraid. From the album Little Wars, though, for what it's worth, it's available somewhere out there. People Like Us, Pet Goldfish from What's the Use with People Like Us, Wobbly and Jet Black Hair People. I've heard about that. What are we going to hear next?
I have some friends that started one of the first gangster nerd rap bands called Futuristic Sex Robots, and this is for nerds out there and for people who like the movie Back to the Future. It's basically a rap about that movie.
That's what this one is?
Yeah, that's what this one is. And there's PC Speaker, who's actually, he lives in Edmonton now. Coax, who's still in Washington, because I'm from Seattle. And this one doesn't feature his mom, Motherboard, but some of their other songs do, and they have their album for free on their website, so you can check it out if you want. But I really like this song because I really like that movie.
Future Sex Robots.
Futuristic Sex Robots.
Futuristic Sex
and Robots.
And Robots
is spelled with a Z at the end.
Otherwise known as a Z.
Yeah.
To you Canadian types.
Yes, and it's just really nerdy and really fun, and it's a little different, but hopefully you like it.
Well, okay, let's see if it happens right away.
Yeah, there you go. Just press the middle button.
Again.
Yeah, there you go. It should play.
There we go.
My calculations are correct. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're gonna see some serious shit.
My flows hit you at straight 88 miles per hour. That's enough to generate 1.21 gigawatts, son. And I'm on the run from the Libyans. It was a straight jack move for plutonium. And when they van rolls up, it's pandemonium. 1:18 a.m. at Twin Pines Mall is when I can pinpoint my total downfall. Now they say Doc Brown, he was a lonely man, but his time machine was a DeLorean. He said, you're gonna go back, you gotta do it in style, or take your ass on back down to 8 Mile. My life is flashing before my eyes, and the bullets is flying across the skies. They got my homie Doc, and yo, he ain't gonna make it. The Libyans is coming back around, I gotta take it. Jam in the keys and I slam it in the gear. Stomp the gas to get the fuck out of here. And if this wasn't enough of a disaster, Libyans on my tail, I'm going faster and faster. Happened to be plutonium in the flux capacitor, and now I'm headed back to 55 with no passenger. I wish that I had packed myself a travel kit, cause Doc was right, hit 88 and saw some serious shit. I roll up quick and I bust into a farm, and I'm like, hey, sorry about your barn. About this time I had the realization that it was 55 in the U.S. nation. Now I gotta find out what the fuck I'm facing without destroying history in the making. Gotta find some time to collect my thoughts, so I dip into a diner and analyze my plots. A guy walks up, can I take your order? I must have sounded like I had a mental disorder. He said, I can't give you a Pepsi free, you gotta pay for that shit, see? Just about then, a man walks by, and he's like, yo, I'm talking to you, McFly. I try to hold back a reaction that's knee-jerk, and Biff is like, yo, McFly, where's my homework? And don't trick me around, or I'll be fighting. How's it gonna look, my homework in your handwriting? So I dip out of the diner, my coffee I swallow, keep a low profile, my father I follow. When I find him, he's peeping on my mom in a tree, like hidden camera sluts, that MPG. He falls into the street, to my disdain, so I tackle him out of the way, like ESPN. So I'm hit by a car, and I gotta sustain. Gramps bust out, they jump in front of my car again. I don't yet know it, but I'm not in luck. Saving my dad has made the timeline totally fucked. I wake up in a room, am I going insane? A hot slut says, howdy, my name is Lorraine. I'm like, what the fuck? Is this my mom? Definitely is, and she is coming on strong. It's been a common theme, but I made it out alive. Now I'm headed on over to Riverside Drive. Gotta meet the Doc, Emmett Brown, and find out what's really going on in this town. You could believe me if you're so inclined. Doc opens up the door and tries to read my mind. I said, I'm from the future, I know it sounds demented. I came here in a time machine that you invented, and now it's come down to staying alive. I gotta get back to 1985. Eventually I manage to convince the old man, and we head out to where I hid the DeLorean. I hook up the camera from the video shoot, and we see this old Doc in a radiation suit. He says, radiation suit, of course, because of the fallout from the atomic wars. We keep moving on, and he's like, great Scott, 1.21 gigawatts? The proposition at hand is very frightening. For that kind of power, we'd need a bolt of lightning. You never know when or where it's gonna strike. Just like my devastating flows on the mic. It might have seemed as if the fates had conspired, because I happen to have information on a flyer. Now I just have to wait till Saturday, so I can chill out and smoke weed every day. It might seem sad, but I'm sorry to say, the story just doesn't happen to end that way. I say the fact bears repeating, that I happened to interfere with my parents' first meeting. Gotta lay low and make this right, so my parents can hook up at the dance at night. But I run into some problems in this quest, cause my dad is a total idiot at best. How can I get my mom to give him a chance, so they can hook up at the undersea dance? The only way I can get rid of all this friction is to use a little bit of science fiction. Break into his house and scare him with Van Halen. I tell from this dance, you better not be bailing. The long story short, it worked out in the end, and my mom's honor he did defend. Turns out that Biff was out of luck, ran his brand new car into a manure truck. In the end, I found out at last that my mom's a drunken slut who takes it in the ass, and all of Biff's homies, I found out that they were too pussy to mess with those addicts of reefer. And at the dance, I rocked everybody, played guitar until my hands were bloody. Lightning struck the tower 4 after 10, and I made it back to the future again.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
It's so hard nowadays with all the gangs and rap music.
What about robots?
Oh, they're everywhere.
I don't even know why the scientists make them.
Nice.
So, yeah, that was awesome.
Futuristic sex robots for you. Who weren't listening until you. This is what happens in radio. People
tune in at random.
People hear the DJ going, I'm recording a fantasy, no matter what I mean, no matter what. And then they hear the song, they go, whoa!
That's awesome!
What the hell is that?
What was that?
What is that?
Yeah.
And then they can't find it, and then they come back, and so you gotta tell them it's futuristic sex robots with a Z at
with
the end
a
of
Z
the robots.
At the end of the robots.
Dig. So there you go. I think that was kind of cool. That was very cool.
Yeah,
Back to the Future.
They have some good stuff, and since I've known them for a long time, I actually have a lot of stuff they haven't released. And if I ever played it, they'd be mad.
They would.
Because they're perfectionists. So.
Okay. That's just, I don't know.
Yeah. But it's awesome.
You spend time creating something that, I can't show it to anybody.
Exactly, actually.
That sort of thing. It's funny, though. I like that.
So what's in the background right now is actually another song that they did that's about playing Halo.
Playing
so
Halo.
Any of you guys that are gamers out there, you gotta love that.
So, anyway, that was cool. I like it. This is Exquisite Corpse Radio, believe it or not. Yeah, not the usual show tonight. We're throwing a few of the usual tracks in there, but always sort of mixing it up with something else. Which is good every now and then.
Yeah, you gotta change it up, because otherwise people will be like, oh, shit, it's the same.
Yeah, so it's more pop-oriented, I think.
Yeah.
Sun Lux now, to slow things down a bit again, I guess. Sun Lux, but this is a really cool album. Really cool. At War with Walls and Mazes by Sun Lux. That's S-O-N-L-U-X. And what? Anticon, I guess, is the label on this one. Brand new. Betray is the track we are going to hear. I'm sort of defaulting to track 4 on our selections. I don't know why that is. But here you go. What's it called again? Oh, Betray.
I don't know.
He is. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Come join the free evening gala talks of the 3rd Annual Wall Summer Institute for Research on June 23rd and June 25th. To reserve your tickets, call 604-822-1291. The Peter Wall Institute for Advanced Studies at UBC will bring together invited participants from around the world to explore the implications of a globalized capitalism for the future of agrarian society. On June 23rd from 6 to 7:30 at the Sheraton Wall Center, Jomo Kwame Sundaram from the United Nations will present Washington Rediscovers Agriculture, the political economy of the agrarian turn. On June 25th from 6 to 7:30 at Freddie Wood Theater at UBC, Emmanuel Wallerstein from Yale University will speak on the return of the peasant. Possible? Desirable? The events are free, but tickets must be reserved in advance by phone at 604-822-1291. Once again, that number is 604-822-1291.
Do people feel like making some noise tonight?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, Cookie Monster's favorite radio station.
Good night, Chicago! Brutal!
That's kind of interesting. One of the newer IDs I've heard. Thanks for dropping by to Exquisite Corpse. It's 8:30, one half hour to Thunderbird Radio Hell. They will come in and you'll be hearing a pre-recorded show. Wow.
Impressive.
They've done their homework. You know, months ago, probably. Anyway, what's happening here?
There you go. Oh, thank you.
It's the squeak of the mic. It's my, yeah.
Please don't hit me in the eye.
I'm not going to say it. People, if I was going to make a joke, but people don't know me, so... It's like your mom always like thinks it's funny when I talk about my wife and I say things like, she falls down a lot. I think that's funny because she knows me. She knows me.
Yeah, for sure.
Anyway.
It's not true. I'm trying to convince you to play stuff, but you just...
Well, I just don't know.
I think you should play the Trucks. I got this really great song you should play.
Trucks?
The Trucks. Yeah. No, you didn't hear it yet.
Okay.
I think you should play it.
Well, if we can get a caller...
Oh, God damn it.
Let's see if we can get a caller to agree with you on this. The Trucks?
Well, does anybody know of the Trucks?
Oh, somebody out there knows.
Oh, I'm sure they do. Somebody.
Where are they from?
I don't actually know anything about them, but I do like them. No, there's this song called Zombie, and I just feel like you'd like it.
Oh, the Cranberries one.
No. It's totally different.
I'm just kidding. Okay, well, we'll see. Does anybody want to hear the Trucks? Give us a call.
They're awesome.
The other one she's threatening is Chromeo. So
yeah, Chromeo.
Give us a call on that
cool
one
too.
If you feel like it should be done.
Yeah.
But I don't have no idea.
You should trust my judgment.
Whatever.
This is a college radio station. I mean, I am that age. Not that I'm in college, but I am that age.
Yes,
so.
But I'm one of the profs.
Right. No.
not so much.
Not so much.
Wouldn't that be scary, though? Oh, my God.
I should make toast.
Toast.
Oh, I had this funny night toast. The other night where...
Is this a Rocky Horror Picture Show reference?
No. Oh. I actually had this friend come over. She was really hungry, and I offered a variety of things, and she's like, just make me, like, 6 pieces of toast, and... Just
oh, I see where everybody would have gotten that.
No, they wouldn't. That's why it's funny. It's random.
I'm giving you hell.
I know.
You're giving me hell, too.
Of course.
Good times. O-po-po. Does that sound like O-po-po?
I guess so.
I guess that's the name of the band. Yeah.
O-e-o-e-o.
My zip code is E-I-E-I-O. I'm going to play a track called Doctor Doctor, which is spelled DKTR, from O-Po-Po at Exquisite Corpse Radio, Canada's favorite radio show.
Oh,
Oh my. I forgot what that was. That was Opopo, yeah. And Betray, right? No. That was Doctor, right? Opopo.
He
and
made a big deal about the K's.
Whatever. I like that. Oh, this is magnetic fields.
Okay.
That's what that is.
Oh.
I'm looking at what's Distortion? What's a Magnetic Fields album? A new Magnetic Fields.
It's very pink.
I heard so-so things about it. Might get to it, though, since we're just doing whatever.
Yeah.
You want me to play a, what was it again? Truck.
It's The Trucks.
Nobody really called. Oh, The Trucks.
The Trucks. It's called Zombie, is the song.
Not Love Tractor.
No.
Who the fans called the Fuck Truck. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Old indie rock
History.
Like, the replacements were called the placemats. Not the plate, the mats.
Oh, okay.
Because people were calling them the placemats, and then they just were just the mats. They were just the mats.
It just turned into something.
And, yeah.
All right.
That's,
Yeah. What's your plan, Mr. Stan?
Old guy stuff. I don't know.
Your ADD
totally distracted.
Is running wild.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I forgot what I was going to do.
I thought you were going to play my song.
Yeah, I just got to get it plugged in there. What am I going to do in the meantime?
I don't know.
What am I going to do? I had in there something interesting looking, and I've lost it.
All right, well.
I can't find it.
He's off his game tonight.
Probably had a magnetic. No, I didn't have that. What?
You're off your game tonight, I guess.
Oh.
Or game, do you ever have game?
I don't have game. I don't do game. Let's see what this is. Yeah. It sounds like old Portishead. I don't think it is.
I know Portishead.
Personally?
No.
Oh.
But I know who they are.
Oh, okay. Portishead. Here, this is we'll just listen to this. We'll be back.
Yeah.
do know about the Tracks.
I don't.
They're an all-girl band.
I still haven't found the case for this thing.
I'm sorry.
We played a song from, but let's take it out and see what it is. We've got what coming up? Trucks.
The Trucks, and they're an all-girl band. They're pretty awesome.
We played another Sun Lux in there because it was just in there.
Okay, we'll just worry about it later.
Hmm?
Just worry about it later.
I'm worried now.
Your concern is disconcerting.
There's pluses and minuses to having guests in the studio.
Yeah.
The banter is really fun. I like that. Good. But I tend to get, what's the word?
Befuddled?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, you gotta press the play button.
You're not really sorry.
No, I'm not.
Okay. The Trucks with the... Oh, hello.
That's not
What's
the one.
What's it called, titties?
No,
what
it's
are you
the
trying
zombie
to do to my
song.
Show?
You press skip instead of play.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Okay. Zombies.
No,
a zombie,
just zombie.
With by the Trucks.
You're so
pathetic, ain't you?
The lights are red, but I'm gonna keep dancing. All the people are dead, but I'm gonna keep dancing.
The New Testament.
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilot. Remember Pilot from the New Testament?
Not just Pilot. He fiddled well.
Yeah, no, one, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you give me the answer, okay? Did Pilot want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show. What's your job?
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
And this is Exquisite Corpse. Exquisite Corpse Radio, Canada's favorite radio show. Everybody knows, and it is for certain. What's going on?
It is for certain.
So we're playing one of your tracks next. This is all about you tonight, isn't it?
I guess so, because you forgot your stuff at home.
Oh, well, yeah. I guess
not my fault. Ill-prepared.
I licensed to ill-prepare.
To ill prepare.
So, once again, this was, I can't see it.
DJ Shadow.
DJ Shadow. Midnight in a perfect world. There you go. When's it going to play?
I don't know. Oh, there you go.
Insight, foresight, more sight. The clock on the wall reads a quarter past midnight.
Thank you. now approaching midnight.
Is that over?
Indeed.
That's
you
might
nice. Press stop I on that it. iPod thing though, because
yeah, it has a problem.
Did you
with
press
that.
Stop?
No.
Okay, good.
But we're almost out of here. I could talk about concerts that are coming up. There's not much time, so let me see. Let's check out my next track. How long is that thing? That
Dude, you
is
have a whole 6 minutes. 6 minutes is a long time.
This song is 7 minutes long.
Well, it'll run you out of here.
Damn. Well, let's get it. I'll just get it started, and we can talk over it. Perhaps I think it's got a long intro. Steve Fisk and Time Speed Language from 999 Deathless Days. Wait. And I don't hear a thing either.
Yeah, there you
oh,
go.
It's back there. So, what's the date today?
I have no idea. Why are you asking me?
I don't know. Okay. Today's 22nd. So
Modest, I don't have a job, so I don't know.
Modest
what day it
Mouse is in town tomorrow at Deer Lake Park. Nass is at Plush. The Kooks are at the Commodore, and the Sasquatch Festival is going on at the Gorge down
Woo!
In Washington. Yeah,
Washington,
yeah.
Represent.
That's right. We are Washingtonians.
We are.
I vote in Kitsap County. Do you vote?
I do vote.
I hope so.
I do. It's important to vote.
You vote for all those Republicans, though, don't
Hells
you?
Hells no. No, it's going to be an abomination.
Yes. Abomination.
Get it? Lol. Oh.
That should have been mine. Why didn't I think of that one? Damn.
I don't know. You gotta be on your feet.
I thought of Deep Homo instead of Home Depot.
Homo Depot. It's where you pick up homos.
Yeah, I know. Your mom said that to me.
Yeah, I know.
The Mars Volta at the PNE Forum all on this Saturday. Okay, and then Jamie Liddell at Richards on Richards on Sunday. Holy crap. Nice stuff. Bison and the Death Rays and Spread Eagle at the Astoria. The Cure is at GM Place Woo-hoo! On Monday. Can you believe that?
Bring your clothes.
The Cure.
Yep.
They're but
so old.
Some other stuff's going on. Teenage Head at the Plaza on next Thursday. And let's put a stop to it here. Let's listen to the rest of this track wind down. It'll bring us up to 9 o'clock. Thunderbird Radio Hell is next up. They will take the pilot seat.
Bye,
and
guys.
Fly us straight to hell.
Insert him.
What?
I don't know.
All right, well, thanks for joining us. This has been Exquisite Corpse Radio, Canada's favorite radio show on CITR, putting the mental in experimental again for
Peace
you.
Peace out.
Ciao.